right now, we kick off the 1 o'clock hour, as we always do. By the way, D-Gun will join us at 1:30. So we'll talk to D-Gun. But you hit the Bring the Heat? Is that... I got to write this stuff down.
We need a name for it.
So, all right. Massive creativity.
Yes, we'll have a name for it on Monday.
For now, it is the Bring the Heat line.
And it's brought to you by American.
We're actually going to have a new name, a real name that lasts.
With some good double entendre.
I don't care. But whatever it is, it's got to be good and it's got to last.
It's brought to you by American Heating and Air Conditioning. And you hit the line. 610-771-9751. You leave your messages there. Andrew goes to him. He finds the best of the best. And he plays the best of the best on this show. And we take live calls as well at 610-632-0975. Let's see what we got today.
What's up? I'm here to bring the heat. Hey, what happened to that guy that called in the entire past year all three shows with the same joke? I don't want to hear the word foals anymore unless you're talking about a baby horse. Where are you now? Hey, guess what else? Nobody wants to hear you, Jack.
I don't know that guy. What's he talking about?
I think I do know who it is. I think he's referring to Ray from Levittown.
When did he say that?
Ray used to leave messages when Carson first went down to stop bringing up foals unless you're talking about a baby horse. Because Ray's a big Carson Wentz guy.
Yeah. Never heard it. Yeah. I'll tell you what.
You're listening, but you're not hearing.
That
riled up line, or the heated up line.
Sometimes that does happen. By the way, Tyrone texted me, said Philadelphia had the second rainiest year ever in 2018. That's good weather knowledge out of Ty.
That's a weatherman.
Yeah. Yes, he is. You all right? You and I are fighting it off right now, man. The throat. That's the other thing this time of year. And having kids? Enough.
Petri dishes.
Yeah, well, the thing is you got the people that send their kids to school when they're sick because they don't want to watch them because it interrupts their lives. I like to give them, like, the cartoon smack. Like, you know what I mean? Because then what happens? My kid comes home with their kid's sickness, and now I'm sick. And now I'm fighting the freaking thing. Frankly, it pisses me off. What's next?
Oh, my God. ESPN is subjecting us to more of Witten and Booger. The only way this would be worse is if they had Joe Buck on it. At least we get to hear more of the great Joe Tessitore, though. I love that guy. What?
See, there are a lot of Buck haters out there still.
I like Joe Buck.
I'm a big Joe Buck fan. I'm a big fan of... I'm not a big Nance fan, but I'm a big Tony Romo fan the way he does a broadcast. And I like Aikman. I don't mind Chris Collinsworth like everybody else. So many people can't stand him. Now, when the game comes on Sunday, Anthony... It will be Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth calling the action Sunday at 4:40 from Chicago at Soldier Field. Your thoughts on that broadcast crew handling the duties this weekend? You like that?
Yeah, I do.
You're good with that?
Yeah.
All right. I'd prefer the Fox crew.
Would you?
But I usually like Al Michaels because Al's great.
Yeah.
And it's Sunday night football. So, you know, it's like I like a... When you usually during a regular season, that's when you got the Sunday night game.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, I like Collinsworth as much as he can grate on me sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's a pro. Like, he's elite. He's an elite analyst.
He doesn't sound like a boob like Witten does.
No, he's an elite analyst. No, I'm happy with that.
All right, we got a live call and a response now from Ray from Levittown. What's up, Ray?
Hey, Ray.
Yeah, what's he nuts? When I said that, it was when people were before Carson got hurt and he wasn't playing his greatest game. They thought, well, let's get him out. Let's put Foles in. That's when I said he should be talking about baby horses. Now he's got me thinking, I hope that I will never, ever, ever hope that the Eagles lose in a million years. But I hope they win a game in spite of Nick having a bad game. And maybe that'll shut these people up that are talking about trading them. I can't take much more of it.
All right. Good
I feel
response.
You, brother. I feel you, Ray.
That's all I got.
I feel you, man.
There he is, Ray, with a live response to the recorded rip. I like that.
Yeah, I do, too.
Yeah, this is Dean Blandino. I'm just trying to reach Stephen Jones. Stephen, you need to have me on your party train like you used to a few years ago, you know? Remember those trips we took together? When I was just a ref, and then I became like supervisor of the whole officiating thing, and he's taking on those cool trips. Well, playoffs are coming up. And, well, I think we've done our share for you. So I'll be waiting here for you, Stevie boy.
Dean Blandino checking in. Remember we saw Blandino getting on
the party bus.
The party bus, yeah. That must have been some party. I don't want to get on the younger Jones. I don't want to get on Stephen Jones' bus. I want to get on Jarrah's bus. That's the bus.
Jarrah's bus is a good bus. You're probably right.
Yeah, but
it's all Johnny Walker Blue on Jarrah's bus.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, listen, let them just lose to Seattle.
You're ready to just punch their ticket out?
Yeah.
You go with that? Could happen.
Does Jason Garrett keep his job if he's one and done?
No. They can't him. That'd be a ninth opening. By the way, did you see... imagine this, Anthony. Is that, first of all, your team finally has the balls to send Marvin Lewis packing after all of those years of not winning in the playoffs and barely getting there. And then who do they bring in to interview and are considering for their job? How about Hugh Jackson? I mean, the guy, that guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, you imagine that?
I will say this, you're gonna probably laugh at me, but it's fine. I think he's a good coach. I do. I know he got, there were some issues there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he wouldn't be my first.
Haley was an issue?
Yeah, he wasn't, he's not my first choice.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not the boob that I think he appears to be.
Okay.
That's all. And that just comes from.
Yeah, I mean, just from an optical standpoint that he won two games while he was there.
No, I mean, I feel you on that.
I mean, if you're a Cleveland fan, you're going, are you kidding me?
Yeah, no.
I mean, Cincinnati.
I get you.
The other thing is, did you see that the odds favor to get the job in Cleveland is Greg Williams, that raging lunatic.
You know, they had a lot of success.
Mm-hmm. He's a maniac.
I mean, the quarterback is amazing.
Yeah. Well, Greg Williams is a defensive guy.
I know, but everything worked.
So why mess with it?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're right. And they won more games this year than they've won in forever, it seems. And the quarterback is he throw 27 touchdowns in his rookie year? It's pretty good.
Baker's he's an emotional leader.
Yeah. He's going to be a lot of fun to watch for a long time. What's next?
Do you guys remember that there was a certain part of the population of Philly that was really kind of upset that the Eagles gave Nick Foles the $3 million after the Super Bowl? There were people that were upset about it. And look at us now, man. Now we're about to get back into the debate of who we want as the starter.
Do you remember that? People being questioning the $3 million roster bonus? I don't recall.
Yeah,
that.
I don't remember that. But, you know, I mean, listen, somebody could have.
Yeah, I don't recall that being an issue. And, look, he's going to have to do the unthinkable again to have the debate about him being the starter going forward. For me, that's just me though. Let's
so real quick, they had referee for Sunday,
Tony Corrente.
Entering his 24th season, 18 postseason, done 7 wild cards, he's done 5 conference championship, he did 1 Super Bowl.
Okay. How's the road team? Does it have any info on how the road team fares when he officiates?
I don't know. I'm looking at Corrente. I don't like Corrente. Why don't I like Corrente?
He's doing the Dallas game?
He's doing our game.
Did he do the Dallas game?
Why don't I like him?
I wonder who was the ref that did the Dallas game on the opening call this year?
I'm trying to remember why I don't like him. Corrente.
I love that we find out who the officials are now, and it affects people's decision to put a wager down on a game, too.
You know what website I'm on? Footballzebras.com.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you have officially found the end of the internet. Congratulations.
Apparently, the Eagles are 2-8 when Corrente is
I knew I had a bad feeling about this Corrente.
2-8?
Creep.
What is this guy, a Cowboy fan? Is he a roach?
And also, home teams win 73% of the games.
No. Yes, he's a home cooker. Yes, he's a home cooker.
He hears the crowd go off.
Yes, he's a home cooker.
Oh, man.
Correct, he's a home cooker.
So the Eagles are 2-8 when he refs. And he's a home cooker.
There's something wrong with that dude. Home cooker.
There's your 6-point line. We cracked the code.
Oh, that stinking Corrente. Better not rip us off again.
Let's go to a live call with Aaron and Reuters Ford on the Fanatic. What's up, Aaron?
What up, Jason? Listen, the Flyers are so freaking hard to watch, man. Granted, I like Scott Gordon. I like how he looks behind the bench. He's getting pissed off. You need to be doing that. But we got Andrew McDonald on the ice. He's trash. We got Jake Voracek still doing the same crap that he's always doing. He's trash. Trade him. Sean Couturier, trade him. You're all gone. Jordan Wheel, we're not going to make it into the freaking playoffs if we continue to have.
You're not going to make it in the playoffs. Breaking news, Aaron. That's not happening this year. They'd have to go like 35-13. Do they look like a team that can go 35-13?
No.
I was with you on the first day. All the other ones. Trade all the other ones. I don't want to trade Couturier, but nobody's untouchable. Remember that we did a list? I did a list a while back of the untouchable guys in Philly sports. And there was some names on there.
Yeah, yeah.
That are no longer on there. In all sports. It's weird. And people, like, I got killed. Who was the guy that I got killed for, Andrew, that I had on there? That I didn't have on.
The Untouchables?
Yeah.
That was Dario.
That's right. I didn't have Dario on there, and people were going bananas. You got to put Dario on there. I'm like, dude, you can find a Dario in the NBA draft. Like, because, you know, you attach to guys. Yeah, you want to keep everybody.
No, you're right. I agree with you. I miss Dario.
Yeah.
You know what the shame is?
They could use a player just like Dario.
He's exactly what they need. Yeah. He's exactly... Like, you can see if they're missing a guy, they're missing a presence. They're missing Dario.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder, is there any way to get him back?
What could you send?
I don't know. I don't know what they would want. Like, he's not playing a ton. Like, Covington was hurt. I guess he played last night, but Covington was out. I don't know. I mean, I think they like Covington more than Dario.
Well, Fultz is supposed to get re-examined next week. You looking forward to that?
Yeah.
I'm so done with this kid. I'm just done with it.
I wonder if there's a way you can... He's exactly what they need. It sounds so stupid, but he really is.
Okay.
Unselfish, boards, gives you good minutes.
Tough. Let's pretend they could get him back, and they didn't have to give up anything of significance to get him back. Just pretend. This is totally hypothetical. Yeah, would they be a contender then in the East with Dario?
Well, yeah. Again,
because right now they're not.
Well, they're just thin. I mean, they just need bodies.
Well, they're more than thin, though. Mm-hmm. They need a couple of right bodies.
Dario played 22 minutes last night.
How many
without
points?
Covington. Covington was sick, and he only played 22 minutes.
Why isn't he playing like 36?
He's been off the bench.
Dario's averaging 23 game minutes, and Cubs averaging 34 minutes a game.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
No, the Covington starts. Yeah. Dario comes off the bench. 7 points, 6 boards. Like, that's it. 1-for-2 from three. I mean, Anthony Tolliver's getting more minutes.
Right now, the Sixers aren't getting out of the second round, are they?
I wouldn't say that. It's not yet.
You think they can get out of the second round?
They face Boston or Toronto?
Well, okay. I mean, you know, not, right, as of now, no. But I need, like, give them some time to get a couple players. I think Elton has a plan.
But here's the problem. You don't have anything to give up.
What you have is cap space. So,
okay, so
you got to get a dump.
Yeah.
Did you see what I put up on the screen earlier?
You do. Well, you need those guys. What's that?
Did you see the news about Markieff Morris? I put it up on the screen. He's going to be out 6 weeks diagnosed with transient cervical neuropraxia.
Huh?
Non-contact. He's not allowed to do anything with contact for the next 6 weeks.
What is that?
And then they'll reevaluate something with the spine.
Wow.
So they're going to reevaluate him in 6 weeks. And that was a guy that could have been a potential buyout player that the Sixers picked up.
Yeah, who did I also? I just heard. Just heard another. You hear these names, but...
Oh, a buyout
heard,
player?
I just heard
Courtney
somebody.
Lee's a name that everybody's bringing up.
Yeah, no, somebody else.
Who was it, Andrew?
Courtney Lee's a name that everybody's bringing up.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I mean, they need bodies. I don't know what else to say.
Colin in Pittsburgh wraps us up here on the Fanatic. What's up, Colin?
Gentlemen, what's going on? I'm a third player from the Lehigh Valley living out here in Pittsburgh. And now that the Steelers are out of the playoffs, I'm even more proud to wear my Carson Wentz jersey around town. And every Sunday, the Eagles fans that are also Cubs fans out here get down on the south side. And this Sunday, we are going to have a ball celebrating the Eagles getting the playoffs. They're going to beat the Bears. Let's go, Bears, baby. E-A-C-L-E-S, Eagles!
Nice! That was awesome, Kyle.
Out the south side. I was just down there, man. Sir. You ever go to that German brewery down there?
The Hofbräu House. Yeah
man.
Down the road from where we go.
There you go. I just stayed right next to that joint.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. The South Side's a good spot. A lot of good restaurants and bars.
Where's the, I'm trying to remember, the river, they had all those boats, they had bars and stuff by the river.
That might be Southside.
I don't know.
Yeah. I went over
Hot
Iron Bridge or something.
Always remember going to all that district for all the bars and stuff, around. And that's where
Permane Brothers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not touching that thing.
No, that's horrible.
I don't do the corned beef, and I don't do the coleslaw.
No.
Okay. I'll do the rye. I'll have the rye, Swiss, and Russian dressing, and I'm good. You can keep everything else off my sandwich.
Yeah, I don't like that. White bread. You got a sandwich that says white bread.
I thought you put it on rye, no?
I don't know. But maybe they do. But sliced bread. What sandwich codes on sliced bread?
Yeah, you got to put it on a roll.
Yeah.
And I like French fries on a sandwich, though.
I don't.
You don't put fries on a burger?
No.
How about the chips on a sandwich?
No.
You won't crush up the some Pringle?
Waste the chip or the fry.
No. It's common. It combines.
I tell you,
I'll
give you a decadent, which I'm trying to stay away from, because I'm a pizza head, and I'm like New Year, trying to go Spartan, is the French fry on the pizza.
You go fry on the pizza?
Yeah. Really? Once in a while, it's not a bad idea.
Really? Like on a plain pie?
Yeah.
You might make me leave.
Yeah.
But I did the Oreo on a pizza once.
Oreo?
Why? Dude, it was incredible.
Why would you put an Oreo
on
a
pizza?
Well,
did you ever see, what was the movie called? Mr. Deeds? Well, obviously, Anthony didn't, but Mr. Deeds with Adam Sandler?
No.
Well, Crazy Eyes enjoyed a French fry and Oreo pizza. So, me and my roommate in college,
he did it, or he recreated it.
Well, yeah, and of course, we were enjoying some green.
Sure.
Tried the Oreo and the pizza. I tried it then sober. It was still just as good.
Really?
I don't know. I guess it's the sweet and the savory,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm. Grease and chocolate.
Like, you always go with... the French fry with the Frosty is great.
Oh, lentils. Yeah.
Yeah.
The saltiness of it.
Yeah, I do, but the fry on the pizza is not bad.
I gotta try it.
Like, we used to... we would be, like savages... You come home late night, my cousin and I, if you didn't go to the diner or whatever. And so we get the frozen pizzas, the Elio's.
Yeah,
the
square ones.
I put the potato chips on the Elio's.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you cook them on there or you put them on after?
After.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Elio's, man, they were horrible. In a toaster oven?
Yes. One toaster oven would have three squares.
Yeah.
And so one toaster oven would get one.
Yeah.
Take
45 minutes.
So the other guy would have to wait for the second one.
And you'd be dying.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, dude, just break off one of those for me. while you're waiting for yours? He goes, I'll give you one when I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it took forever to cook in those things.
Yeah.
The little toaster oven.
Yeah, it was funny.
You'd eat like a combination meals. You just throw anything together.
Yeah, I mean, it was like 4:00 in the morning.
Yeah.
Bad. It's bad.
All right. Hit the line tonight. 610-771-9751. Leave your messages there. And Andrew will go through them tomorrow. We'll see what we got. So it's all brought to you by American Heating and Air Conditioning, American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. And we'll do it again tomorrow, again at 1 o'clock. And coming up in just 10 minutes, we'll hear from Derek Gunn from NBC Sports Philadelphia. You see him on Quick Slants. You see him on Eagles pre- and post-game live. And you'll get your Eagles pre- and post-game live playoff edition on Sunday, which is going
to
be a lot of
fun. Looking forward to talking to D. Gunn about that. It's going to be awesome. We got a game.
Yeah. We're going to have a game. That's great.
And I love the fact it's Eagles-Bears.
I do too. Two historic franchises, big city.
I wish I was gone.
Yeah. I've never been to Soldier Field.
Jones. Now I got Mike Jones in.
Yeah.
I wish I was gone.
When we were out there in Chicago, I went by Soldier Field just to see the columns, and it's intimidating. It's an intimidating building from the outside.
I have a great sign, but I don't know where it is throughout my life. Yeah, I can't find it. It was no drinking at Soldier Field.
How did you find that sign? Who made that?
Well, we stole it from Soldier Field. My buddy Tooch and I went from stadium to stadium.
You jacked it?
Yeah, stealing signs.
That was the mission?
Yeah, this is like...
Should you choose to accept it?
I was living in Chicago. I was 20 years old. 22 years old. And we went and got them.
Oh, yeah? And you know how he had to, is it like in some storage locker now? We're going to find this on Storage Wars?
I don't know. Yeah, somewhere. And that was the one that I wanted was the Soldier Field one. It's
yeah.
Great.
That's old school. And no drinking is at a football stadium?
It was like, you know how it is. It's like, no drinking and such and such at Soldier Field.
Yeah. No shoes, no shirt, no dice.
But it was cool. Like, I was like, this is a cool side. Like, if you're a sports geek, you know.
Stick that in your sports bar area of the house or whatever.
Right, exactly.
610-632-0975. Well, I can only imagine, they should do a movie of you and Tooch and your escapades back in the day.
Yeah, it's not good.
If we could get you immunity, would you write that movie?
Sure.
Diplomatic immunity. 610-632.
No, but you're out and you go, hey, you want to go, you want to go steal, you want to see Soldier Field. And then it's like, wow, look at that sign. That sign's cool.
Yeah.
And then it's like,
well, and you're half in the bag. And everything's a good idea.
And it's like, can we get that off?
Well, I remember.
And he's got a quarter trying to unscrew it.
He's able to die. Oh, and no torque with that either. That'll kill your fingers.
Right.
We tried to take Jim McMahon's scooter at training camp at Westchester one year.
Yeah, that's stuff like that.
Because he used to ride from the dorms down to the Farrell Stadium for practice.
Yeah.
We got to get that. We're all in the bag one night. We got to get that scooter.
Yeah. I mean, that's where
couldn't find a key.
Dumb ideas are born.
Yeah, exactly. 610-632-0975. Midday Show's back after this.
Look at this. We have on the line a guy that was at the game last night in Phoenix. I'm dying to talk to him. So, Andrew, play the chance. I got to hear it one more time. This is the Eagle fans taking over Sixers Suns.
In case you're wondering, Joel's career high 46 is, I am hearing Eagles chants here in Phoenix.
That is awesome. Well, let's get him. Let's get him. Let's get him up here.
Mitchie Poo.
What do you say, Mitch?
They only come in once a year. You know, I'm not missing that game.
What was it like? Was it like Philadelphia takeover?
Nah, that was a little overblown. There were a little pocket of people that I think did the chant. No, it wasn't. You know, you got to realize Phoenix is a horrible sports town. They only have one championship out of their four teams. You know, I'll never forget when they won the World Series. I was at home watching it on TV. So when the game ended, I said, let me open the front door and hear a little action out front. You could hear a pin drop. You would never really? Known that they won the World. Oh, yeah.
That was on that dramatic hit by Luis Gonzalez, was it?
Well, that was the final
game. That was the final
right?
one,
that
yeah.
was the
game. Yeah.
Yeah, nothing. I opened the door. I thought I'd hear some horns or whatever. There was nothing going on.
No pots and pans.
You heard the crickets.
No pots and pans.
Yeah, you heard the rattlesnake. No, it's a horrible sports town. I mean, it's easy to get to the stadiums. The stadiums are all new. The people there, all they want to do is buy the food and the drinks and the souvenirs. They don't know what they're watching.
Dude, how do you handle that living out there, Mitch?
Well, it was worse. You know, when I first got here, they used to play in the Coliseum. The Coliseum was a place they used to have rodeos, and they used to show the cows off and whatever. So when I used to go to those games, all they could do was holler out 3 seconds. 3 seconds. That's the only thing those people knew how to say was 3 seconds.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
I've been here since... since 1976. This is not a sports town.
Wow, you went to Phoenix. What brought you to Phoenix in the first place?
I always knew I wasn't going to live in a cold weather city.
Okay.
In a city that was on the dirty side, and that was Philadelphia.
So you moved to the Sun.
Well, I moved to Phoenix because it was new, it was clean, the roads were smooth, they were wide. It was just a new beginning.
Yeah, it's a fake. Yeah, it's a boomtown kind of thing. It reminds you of a fake city, right?
Yeah, like a Hollywood set.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's brutal here in the summertime. Don't get me wrong. This is not a place to be for 5-6 months.
Yeah, I can imagine.
People say, "Oh, it's dry heat."
No, it's hard. Yeah, more than that too. And like, what we got, Andrew? We got news.
The Phillies made a signing, but it wasn't Harper Machado. According to Bob Nightingale, closer David Robertson signs with the Phillies. He receives 2 years, $23 million. I know they have Sir Anthony, but David Robertson's a hell of a reliever. That's a great pickup.
Yeah, you know, it is. I mean, look, it bolsters your bullpen. I mean, it's good. It is good. You get another credible arm in that pen. It is a good signing.
Yeah, look, everybody's looking for the big splashy one.
No, but with this team, with a lack of starting pitching, you need to have a good bullpen.
The other thing, when you looked at Sir Anthony's numbers last year, back-to-back days, like late in the season, they wouldn't even use him in that role.
Yeah.
Oh, they were so markedly down compared, you know, for the second of the back-to-back. He really struggled in that situation.
Yeah.
But that's something he's got to take into this offseason and prepare for, right?
Yeah.
As you become a pro. So, but let's get to this football game. We've been really focusing on this game today. We talked to Keith Byers, had our Fog Bowl remembrances. We talked to your guy out in Chicago, Mike North. And right now, Derek Gunn from NBC Sports Philly joins us on the Comcast Business Hotline. You see him on Quick Slants, Eagles pre- and post-game live and playoff editions coming up this week. D. Gunn, the playoffs happened. All the scenarios came through. The Eagles took care of business, and now they got the Bears.
And you know what? They're playing with house money because, as they said in the locker room, we don't feel any pressure on us. Nobody expected us to be here, and we still are the defending champs. You got to knock us off the throne. I love it.
Dave, let's go over health-wise. Do you see Mike Wallace playing? Do you see him active?
You know, that's an iffy one. Even though he's practicing now, he's not in so-called football shape. I don't care what they tell you. He's not in football shape. And do they really need him at this point? I know, okay, he's the guy that supposedly stretches the field. But they had success without him. You know, they had success against the Rams. They had success against Houston. Do you really need him at this point? I like the collection of guys they have on the field now. Whether he plays or not, obviously, that's going to be determined by the medical staff.
Yeah.
Hopefully, if he plays, it gives him another option, a defense, something else to think about.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm looking for. Yeah. I'm not saying that, you know, he's the end all, but just
right.
It's just another, you know, it's another skill set. And if you're gonna beat the Bears defense, you got to beat the secondary. So you got to survive the rush, and you got to take advantage of that secondary.
Their defense up front is so good at stressing quarterbacks and forcing quarterbacks to make decisions quicker than they want to. And you're right, whatever elements you can give them. But if you're going to use Mike Wallace for what he was brought here for, which is straight down the field, straight ahead speed, will Nick Foles have that kind of time to stand back there and let the play develop? I like the way the passing game has gone the past few weeks without him. You know, kill him underneath. Move the chains. Work the clock. Put seven on the board instead of threes. If you bring him in, more power to him. But at this stage, how that old saying goes, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Derek Gunn joining us from the NBC Sports Philadelphia on the Comcast Business Hotline. A couple of guys on the limited list yesterday from practice, Derek. Fletcher Cox on that list. Nick Foles with the ribs. Also, Kelsey on there as well. And Jason Peters, where's everybody stand in preparation for this game? Is this just more maintenance at this time of year?
Yeah, at this point it's maintenance. Now, Nick Foles is going to be sore. He took, that chest bruise. He's going to be sore. But the further the week goes along with modern medical technology being what it is today, he'll be ready to go. Nick did talk about possibly wearing a little bit more additional padding to protect it, but he doesn't wear too much to where it becomes cumbersome and holds him down anymore. But outside of that, with Fletcher, with the hip thing, it's a little bit more maintenance. Kelsey, more maintenance more so than anything else. And then kudos again to Doug Peterson because he knows who to back off of and when to back off of these guys. And because of that, these guys go the extra mile for a coach like Doug Peterson.
Yeah. How do you feel, going into this thing? You've been through all the wars with them compared to last year. Like, where are they at? And this, we talk about the road being different because it is on the road. It's three games on the road. But you can't put anything past what Nick Foles has done. This team really relishes that role.
You know what, Anthony? I look at it like this. Everybody was fearful of that so-called vaunted Vikings defense from a year ago. Now, the difference was obviously they played that game at the Link, and they basically shredded that defense once Patrick Robinson took that pick six to the house. The momentum completely changed. Now you have to go into this hostile environment. But when you just talk about lining up and playing football, I don't doubt anything that Nick Foles is capable of doing. Anytime you're about to doubt Nick Foles, it continues to wow you. You know, he puts up a team record 471 yards against the Rams, comes back and you know, against the Redskins, and he ties an NFL record for 25 consecutive completions. You know, so there's nothing that this guy can do. My biggest concern going into this game is dealing with Chicago's front seven. I think they have the best trio of linebackers starting in the National Football League right now. They're fast. They're bigger than a line of linebackers that you see across the board right now. If Nick Foles can weather that initial adrenaline storm that Chicago will bring, once he settles in his game, once Doug Peterson figures out what the Bears defense is trying to do, I like Nick Foles' chances on the road in Chicago.
Derek, when you look at a guy like Nick Foles, we're trying to put our finger on what it is. He's 29 years old. He's matured. He's a guy that just doesn't seem to be fazed by big moments. You're around him a lot. What is it about this guy that he has excelled in these high-pressure cooker environments the last two seasons?
Nothing bothers the guy. You know, he doesn't get too hyped on himself. He doesn't get too low on himself. And you have to give kudos to Doug Peterson before devising a game plan that suits his strengths. You know, and he plays to his strengths. He doesn't try to step out of his comfort zone. He does everything exactly by the book. And because of what he's been able to accomplish, guys rally around him. You know, we talked about this before. A lot of times when you go from that starting quarterback to a secondary quarterback, it's a significant drop-off. But as Nick Foles has shown us over the last year plus, in a lot of ways, he's been better than your so-called franchise quarterback. So because of that, players are not as tense going into games. Players know exactly what they're going to get from Nick Foles and everything that Doug Peterson throws at Nick Foles. And Nick Foles gives back to Doug Peterson in terms of suggestion on different plays in different strategic situations. It just makes him a more fluid quarterback in terms of what he's asked to do in his offense.
All right, let's talk the other side of the ball because this is interesting. Chris, how you have a young quarterback. You got, like, for me, it's the Eagles got to stop the run and put them in third and long. And, like, you go, let's go. Let's get after Trubisky.
Yeah, I'm not worried about Mitchell Trubisky beating the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm more so worried about the Eagles stopping the Bears in third down because on the latter part of the season, the Bears have been so lethal in terms of converting third down situations. And Matt Nagy, like a Doug Peterson, very creative in his game planning. You look at how they run a lot of their play concepts.
Yeah, he's a good coach.
Very creative in terms of how they orchestrate, how they're going to attack a defense. So for me, it's about this defense getting off the field in third down and giving your offense a chance to get the ball, sustain drives, keep Chicago's offense off the field. The one thing that worries me about this Bears offense is that kid Tariq Cohen. He's like a younger version of Darren Sproles. They use him in a very similar way as the Eagles use Darren Sproles, and this kid's lethal. He only has 440-something yards rushing, but he's got almost 800 yards receiving. So he's a matchup nightmare in the passing game, and he's basically his Trubisky safety valve. So, you know, I'm not worried about Chicago's overall offense. I'm not that concerned about their offensive line. It's decent, but it's not great. Jordan Howard was their number one running back, but he hasn't run the ball as well this year as he did a year ago. Maybe it's because of Tariq Cohen excelling in his second year. But I think the two elements, getting off the field third down and Tariq Cohen, those are my two primary concerns.
Prediction time. You got a prediction for this game?
Yeah, I've been going back and forth with this, back and forth. The one definitive edge the Eagles have in this game is they know what it takes to get up to play big games in a second season. They just did it 12 months ago. Chicago has a nucleus of guys. They have a few guys that have played in the Super Bowl, a few guys that have played playoffs, I think like 13 guys. But for the most part, their whole team has not been in a pressure cooker like this. They're the first team up trying to knock off the defending champions. They have it in their home stadium. But you still have to try to knock off the champs. So with that said, I can see Jake Elliott stepping on the field in the final seconds and kicking a game-winning field goal. So I'm going to go 21-20. I don't think it's going to be a high-scoring game. Eagles come out on top.
All right. Derek, we'll be watching you on Quick Slants, Eagles pre- and post-game live, the playoff edition this weekend, and all the other accoutrements.
When do you go to Chicago, D?
Leaving Saturday morning with my crew, man.
Nice.
And, you know, the funny thing is we had just been bragging about it all season long. We didn't have to wear these heavy-duty wear coats. And, of course, the first playoff game has to be in Chicago. Why couldn't it be in Phoenix or something
like
that?
Yeah, but the weather, did you look at the weather? Weather actually is not going to be bad. It's like you're going to be in the 40s.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't care. Look, I grew up right up the road from Chicago and Milwaukee. That hawk coming off Lake Michigan when it's 40 degrees, it still feels like 20.
That's true.
You got that wind swirling around the Soldier Field.
Yeah.
Ain't no joke, bro.
No, you're right.
Safe travels.
You're a veteran of that stuff. That's right.
I hate cold weather, man.
Hey, Derek, enjoy it. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, man. Happy New Year to you and all your listeners, man.
Thank you. Derek Gunn from NBC Sports Philly. We're back after this on the Midday Show.
Happy New Year. And look, it's a great weekend, sports weekend. You have the NFL playoffs. You have the national championship game Monday night, Alabama, Clemson. Wow. Make sure you do yourself a favor. Get in on the action at the all-new DraftKings Sportsbook app. That's right. You know, look at all the games. Maybe you like Seattle over Dallas. Maybe you like Philadelphia. I think we all do. The kickoff of NFL playoffs is here, and all those matchups you can find at DraftKings. DraftKings is a wide variety of bets, from over-unders and point spreads all the way to player props and live bets. So with over 7.5 million in bets placed to date, there's a reason why people love the DraftKings Sportsbook app. It's easy to use. You can place a bet wherever, whenever. DraftKings is based right here in the United States, so it's not offshore. You know your funds are safe and secure, and DraftKings Sportsbook is the number one mobile sportsbook in New Jersey. And as a special New Year bonus, new users will get their first bet match, not up to 200, but up to $500. That's right. For a limited time, DraftKings will instantly match your first bet up to $500 when you use code FANATIC at sign up on DraftKings.com or on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. That's code FANATIC when you sign up, and DraftKings will instantly match your first bet up to $500. No gimmicks, no playthrough requirements. Happy holidays from DraftKings. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey only. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Restrictions apply.
Clock Hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong for over 49 years. To find out more, visit injurylawyer.com.
Well, tomorrow, Football Friday. Wow, man, it's here. Eagles and Bears.
Like, they came into that, well, today's Thursday?
Yeah, it's so weird with New Year's.
It's a broken, weird week, but I'll take it.
It's a weird week. It really is.
Yeah, today. I mean, today's Thursday. Tomorrow we got Football Friday. We'll be at Parks tomorrow, by the way, up in the Northeast. So we'll be there tomorrow, Football Friday, get all pumped up for playoff Football Friday. I mean, this is where it all begins. Now the defense of the Lombardi is really underway. This is where it begins, because you're back in the playoffs. Man, playoffs in every sport in this town. When teams in the playoffs, it's awesome.
You know why? Because it's everybody.
Yeah.
Like, tomorrow, we got to do, like, I implored. Like, we used to do this in the morning, and we used to get a ton of response to it. And so I'm imploring people, if you know teachers and school, like, it's got to be a party tomorrow. Like, we got to send off tomorrow's show. It's got to be one big Eagle chant.
Now, the team goes out tomorrow?
Team goes out Saturday. I think Doug's going out Saturday.
Oh, they go out Saturday. Okay. I was going to see if they go out.
They might go out tomorrow, but usually for that, my guess is they'll probably go out Saturday.
Okay. Go out Saturday, have a walkthrough, then go out.
That's my guess. They'll go out Saturday, yeah?
Yeah. Boy.
I want it to be one of those festive EAGLES, having the kids call up from school. And do, like, you know, we used to have classrooms singing the Eagles fight song.
Yeah. And every week you get in the playoffs, it wave gets bigger and bigger.
Yeah, I mean,
I
want to enjoy it while it's here.
Yeah. And we'll see if they can keep it going. If they can go beyond this week, we'll find out. But Mikey Miss is coming up next to two. Our handoff is brought to you by Philadelphia Hand to Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more info, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. So Mikey Miss has got you next here on a Football Thursday. We're back tomorrow, Football Friday, live from Parks, Midday Show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.